Sun quickly rounded the corner, discreetly dropping the wallet he'd just lifted from an inattentive merchant and nimbly feathering his fingers through a thick set of freshly printed bills. That should be enough for an entire week or more, he congratulated himself. That, of course, would depend on which numbers were written on the bills and how wisely he used them. But these details were of little consequence. This was a game of survival. Then again, in tough times, it seemed like everything was about survival. Short and somewhat scrawny, Sun had some difficulty in quickly making it to his destination without drawing attention to himself by running. A brisk walk was all he could discreetly afford. Two more buildings and he could pass through the alleyway to Mariner's Market Street, where he would quickly disappear in a crowd. Dressed in beggarly clothes, eyes would naturally divert themselves away from the gaunt young half-Asian, rather than have a second glance. From there, he would only be a few blocks from his modest apartment where he lived with his mother and extended family. This morning's prize would be well received. But fate couldn't bear to smother Sun in blankets of kindness for too long.